There's another job opening in President Trump's cabinet following the resignation of Secretary of the Interior over the weekend. Ryan Zinke is facing multiple ethics probes connected to real estate dealings in his hometown of Whitefish, Montana, and other conduct while in office. The president says he will announce a new agency head next week, and in the meantime, Deputy Interior Secretary David Bernhardt will step in. But is he there to stay? Coral Davenport is the energy and environment correspondent for the New York Times, and she joins us now from Washington, D.C. to discuss the fate of the Department of Interior. Thanks for joining us, Coral.
Sure. Great to be with you.
So who is David Bernhardt and what do we know about him?
So David Bernhardt is the Deputy Secretary of Interior. He's the number two. He's not at all known as a public figure outside Washington. He was not a member of Congress or governor or anything like that. He was an oil lobbyist. And the role that he has played thus far at the Interior Department is kind of the man behind the curtain who makes things happen. Ryan Zinke was very much a public figure, and he embraced that, and the president embraced it. He rode a horse named Tonto to work on the first day, you know, while wearing a Stetson. He would, you know, do all these big photo ops at national parks. He really kind of embraced the public role of being a Trump cabinet member. But the fact is, Ryan Zinke was not at all known as someone who was particularly smart with policy or had a lot of policy experience. He was, in many ways, the face of the major policy, Trump policies that the Interior Department was implementing, rolling back protections for public lands, shrinking the sizes of national monuments, opening up vast new swaths of land and water to offshore drilling. The person who is making all of that happen, pushing the buttons and pressing the levers, was David Bernhardt. Bernhardt is a former oil lobbyist and lawyer. His clients, former clients, have included major energy companies like Halliburton, lobbying groups like the Independent Petroleum Association of America, which represents hundreds of oil companies. He also was an official in the Interior Department in the Bush administration. So he has been the one, not at all a public figure, but the one who has really been implementing all of these major policies to open up public federal lands for drilling.
So the big question is, of course, the one that I think matters on so many levels here is, what's Bernhardt's relationship with President Trump?
So thus far, you know, Bernhardt has been the guy who gets the job done. He doesn't have these qualities that President Trump often seems to embrace in his cabinet figures. He used to say about Ryan Zinke all the time, "I love that guy. He's from Central Casting." David Bernhardt, if he's from Central Casting for anything, he is Central Casting as an oil lobbyist. He does not have that photogenic flair. He's not particularly charismatic. I would not describe him as an outdoorsman. So he doesn't have all of these kind of superficial qualities that the president really seems to like in his top officials, but he's the guy who gets the job done. And one of the things about the Trump administration is that while so much of it is in total chaos, one area that they really are getting things done is in these pushes to roll back environmental protection and open up areas for new drilling. It's getting done efficiently and quickly. And at least in some ways, it's getting done by a guy who knows what the rules are and is working on getting them to stick legally. All that's David Bernhardt. And that definitely carries weight with the president.
So, Coral, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, no surprises here, raised red flags about Bernhardt back in July of last year when he was up for the position of Deputy Interior Secretary. Take a listen.
Mr. Bernhardt has shown that he is unwilling to fight for the long-term conservation of our public lands and the responsible use of our public resources.
Again, as I said, no surprise that Senator Warren is not a fan of Bernhardt, but are other lawmakers raising concerns at the time?
So there have been concerns raised about David Bernhardt since his confirmation in 2017. And the biggest concern is that the appearance of conflict of interest that he brings to the job. He's a former oil lobbyist, a former lawyer for major oil companies who left that job and went straight into being one of the top officials in the country who regulates the oil industry. And, you know, good government watchdogs have targeted him from the beginning as someone who clearly appears to have a conflict of interest. One of the big policy moves that Bernhardt oversaw was a new plan, a revision of the existing federal plan to protect the habitat of the sage grouse. This is this sort of funny little chicken-like bird that has a vast habitat, tens of millions of acres in the West over oil-rich states. And oil companies have really wanted to be able to drill in some of the sage grouse habitat. Just recently, a new plan was put forward, authored largely by David Bernhardt, that lifts about 9 million acres of existing protection from that habitat, making it much easier for oil companies to drill, including many of David Bernhardt's former clients who have specifically asked for these policy changes. And the argument of the Interior Department on the question of is that a conflict of interest is that he's not acting directly to benefit his specific clients, that move would benefit hundreds of companies and, in fact, many different industries, not just oil companies. And that's true. And that kind of keeps him following the letter of the law. He would be in violation if he pushed a policy that very precisely and specifically profited one of his former clients. That's kind of the way the law is written. But members of the Senate have looked at this and said, you know, this does not sit well with us. So I do think that while he would have a lot of Republican support, David Bernhardt might be a difficult Senate confirmation.
I'm wondering if that means that Bernhardt, what if he decides not to keep the job or he's fired or something? I mean, is there somebody else in consideration after him, just given the turnover in this administration?
Well, the question is, will he become the next head of the department? If he doesn't, it's very likely that he will just stay right where he is and keep kind of pushing all these policies. But if the White House decides, A, that it would be too difficult for Bernhardt to get confirmed, or B, that they would like another central casting political figure at the head of the agency, which is typically what the Interior Department has, there are a lot of other likely candidates. One of the most frequently named possible candidates is Senator Dean Heller of Nevada. He just lost his election, so he is looking for another job, and he fits the classic profile of a typical Interior Secretary on both parties. He is a lawmaker from the West. He's a politician, so he's got good hair. He knows how to wear a cowboy boot. Other possibilities are also from Nevada, Governor Brian Sandoval. Really, also, I think that he would be confirmable. I think he would get a good number of Democratic votes as well, so he could have a bipartisan confirmation. The problem with him is that he has publicly criticized President Trump, specifically President Trump's plan to send National Guard troops to the Mexican border. So, you know,
not usually a good thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would that be a problem for him? But those are two possible candidates who have been named.
Coral Davenport is the energy and environment correspondent for the New York Times. Coral, thanks again.
Tanzina, great to be with you.